Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Alrighty, let's head right out to the Dialpad guest line and chat with former 49er head coach and NFL Network analyst Steve Mariucci. Steve is brought to you by Gelati Construction, celebrating over 100 years of teamwork, solutions, and excellence. Steve, 49ers win 36-26. Yesterday, they go to 9-1. Just your overall impressions and thoughts of that game yesterday.
Well, I think the word "wow" comes to mind. What a heck of a game it was, and having a couple of close games with Arizona actually in the last 3 weeks made it real interesting. And it was just a fun game to watch. You saw a couple of teams going back and forth, and Arizona got out in front, and the Niners fought their way back. And boy, did it end in fine fashion for the Niner Nation. And crazy game. And here's what I saw. You know, no Matt Breida, and the Niners have been great running the football all year. And really, they were, because they got behind and the injury, you only rushed for 34 yards. Had to rely on the young quarterback. Had to rely on Jimmy Garoppolo, who really the Niners have been, you know, depending on a great defense and a great strong run game to help them out, help win games. Jimmy Garoppolo had to win that game with his arm and his decision-making and sometimes his legs. And boy, did he deliver, throw, you know, for over 400 yards and 4 touchdowns. And so I think we learned something from watching that game. And the Niners offense doesn't really have to be one-dimensional. It can rely on the quarterback if need be to come from behind, which he did, put a drive together at the end. And so that was encouraging.
Mooch, I'm watching some early games yesterday, and I got to tell you, for the first time in a long time, a lot of coaches decided to go for two early in the game, and I just didn't get it. I think Haile Akiyo, and yesterday he went for two, and I was kind of bewildered as to what was going on. You being a former head coach, can you speak to why it seems like coaches are being more aggressive, or somebody would tell you, hey, Mooch, this is when you need to go for two?
Yeah, the only thing I can't answer for why coaches are going for two early. I see it in high school games, see it in college games sometimes. You know, you just, you know, get up by 8 or whatever that is might put the other team a little bit out of whack. But I do know this. Kickers are missing more PATs and field goals this year than we've had in the last 25 years. Okay, so does that play into some of their thinking, hey, you know, we're going to go for two, we're going to rely on our quarterback or, you know, to get 2 yards? I don't know. But the kickers are having a tough time this year all of a sudden. And so sometimes maybe guys are going for it more on fourth down on the 35-yard line going in rather than kicking a long field goal or against the wind. But the going for two is kind of a new trend, new analytics, right? And I'm not sure if that's helping them win or lose. We'd have to wait and see it till the end of the season and see if it's helped anybody.
Mooch, I don't think we talked after the Seattle game. We talked beforehand, and Russell Wilson put on the show. But Garoppolo, you know, we got ridiculed. You know, a lot of drop passes from his wide receivers, a lot of blown assignments with the offensive line. Clowney probably had one of his better games in his NFL career. Then he bounces back, as you mentioned yesterday, career high in completions, career high in pass attempts, career high in yards. And without Sanders out there for much of that second half, without George Kittle in that game, I just think Jimmy Garoppolo is getting better and better and better. And now he has a nice young budding receiver in Deebo Samuel. But still, people think Jimmy Garoppolo isn't good enough to take this team to the promised land. But I just look back at the season and say, this guy's getting better every single week.
Who doesn't think he's good enough? I want to know who that person might be.
Listen to our callers, Mooch. You tend to, man. Listen to a lot of people. Yeah, national,
well,
everybody.
Tell your callers that Jimmy Garoppolo's good enough. He's good enough. And they ought to be just really tickled pink to have that guy at quarterback. He's getting better. He's a youngster. and he doesn't have a lot of starts under his belt. But boy, is he delivering! And like I said earlier, you know, he wasn't able to rely on a great stifling defense this time because Kyler Murray and Larry Fitzgerald and the boys, they were great. They got out in front, and they're pretty darn good on offense. And that run game, he wasn't, you know, able to rely on it like need be. Those are the best two friends that a young quarterback can have, okay? A great defense and a run game. Those are like bodyguards. But you know what? I don't want to say throw that out the window, but that wasn't as available this time as before. So Jimmy G had to do it. He had to do it, and boy, did he deliver. I mean, that's what else do you want? Kid win? That's why we pay our quarterbacks. You know, it's not for stats. It's not for style points. It's to win games. You pay them to get W's, and this kid's finding a way to do that.
Steve, what happens to an offense like the Niners? Why can't they run the ball now? I get they don't have Kittle, but can it really be that simple? How do you run for 200 yards a game for the first five games, and then the next five games you're really struggling?
Well, you know, you know, look at the last two games, okay? And Seattle's going to play good run defense, and Clowney certainly helps them over there. And so it was one of those kind of games where it was difficult to run the football because they loaded the box up some. I mean, if I'm a defensive coordinator and I have to play the Niners, Kyle's offense, I'm going to say, what do I have to take away first? I got to take away the run game most of the time and be heavy in the box, which means have more guys up there than they can block. And then we'll see. No Kittle, right? So when you have a Kittle, and when you have a healthy Emmanuel Sanders and the rest of them, and you said it, because Deebo Samuel's really coming into his own with 8 catches, 134 yards last time. And so, you know, you take away the run game first because they're a little bit light on supporting cast in the passing game. Now, when they get those guys back, when Kittle's back, he's as good as anybody in the league, maybe teams will have to play the safeties a little bit deeper. And then that run game opens up a little bit too and get Matt Breida back. But, you know, it's just how it is. Guys, you got to remember now, you know, the Niners are 9-1, which is fantastic, number one seed right now. They've only played a couple of teams that have a winning record, and they won one and lost one. And so the remaining part of the schedule is going to be really telling. The next three games are going to determine really what seed they're going to be, because you're talking about playoff teams. With the Packers coming to town and then playing at Baltimore, who looks like the best darn team in the league, and then at the Saints, who we know how hard it is to play in the dome over there against Drew Brees. So this is all going to come to a head here soon. But the Niners are very competitive. On any given day, I think they can beat anybody, but they got to get back healthy. And they got to win these close games like they've been able to do.
Yeah, Mooch, I don't have to tell you, you never have enough good receivers that could contribute. Bonte Mitch and young Deebo Samuel. But I got to tell you, this season, I thought Dante Pettis was going to have a breakout season or at least be able to help. He basically didn't even play yesterday. My question to you is, Shanahan talked about how disappointed he is of young Pettis. How would you handle him going forward? Or you don't have time to pacify him. What would you say to, or how would you, groom young Dante Pettis at this point, who's pretty much been a disappointment?
Well, you know, I probably put my arm around him a little bit and say, let's go. You know, you're a pro. Let's finish the season strong the best way you can. And, yeah, we added Emmanuel Sanders because we needed more help. And, yeah, we like throwing to our tight ends. How about Dwelly over there? USD. San Diego. I'm so happy for that young kid. He comes from a great program down there. They only have scholarships down there, and they just win football. Anyway, enough of that. But, you know, Pettis, they got to try to keep his dauber up because they're going to need him at some point. Somebody else is going to twist an ankle or whatever. And then, you know, you make personnel decisions in the offseason. Right now, you know, the other guys are playing better than he is, but that doesn't mean he can't contribute, you know. So, hopefully they'll find a way to keep his confidence and keep hope alive over there with him, and because at some point they're going to need him.
Mooch, I got to ask you about what happened in L.A. yesterday with the Chicago Bears. Mitchell Trubisky getting pulled there late in the game. And if you're the Bears, would you think about signing Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah, I don't know. I we saw – on TV when the coach, when Nagy kind of huddled up with Mitchell Trubisky and kind of told him he's going to sit him down the rest of the game, and it was kind of a private moment. Did you see that? He had his call sheet over there so nobody else could see or hear or anything. And it looked to me like he was saying, hey, listen, I'm going to pull you out of here. I'm going to get the other guy. Let's see if we can get a little spark here. I believe in you still. We're going to keep fighting through this together. You're a good player. You're a good guy and all this kind of thing, and I'm not losing hope in you. Just kind of let the other guy finish the game here, and we'll reboot next week. That's what I thought it looked like, because I Mitchell Trubisky, the camera's on his face the whole rest of the game, right?
Right.
And so, gosh, the kid's in a tough spot, because so is the front office, because they moved up to get him, and people say, yeah, you could have had Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. Well, geez, you know, hindsight's 20/20. But they got to try to salvage the season. It was a 12-14 last year, coach of the year. All of that worked well, and they're not playing, and nobody's playing as well as we expected, including the quarterback. I don't know that they're going to go get Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah,
he had a great opportunity on Saturday to work out for 25 scouts in the NFL, and then all of a sudden an audible shows up and they move it 60 miles away, and 2/3 of those scouts just went home. They said, "Are you kidding me?" And so that I don't think that helped Cap. I really don't. He had his own little workout at the high school, which seemed to be prearranged, and it was not a smooth thing. I think it was meant to be helpful for Cap to get re-exposed to all these clubs, and I don't think it happened that way.
Steve, thank you so much for joining us as always, and look forward to catching you up next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right, Steve Mariucci on the Dial Pad guest line.
Said he would hug young Pettis, Bonte, and tell him, snap out of it.
Need some tough love there, man, from Dante
he
Pettis.
He got some from Shanahan.
Wes Welker, Miles
Austin.
What did
you say, two snaps?
Oh, you got two snaps yesterday, and he's lucky he got those two snaps. He was lucky to sit the Gatorade out the bucket. That's how poorly he's been playing. All right, maybe that's a little harsh, but seriously, he hasn't done much.
An opportunity's there for him.
Today's not about Dante Pettis. It's not about Marquise Goodwin. It's about Jimmy Garoppolo. It's about Deebo Samuel. It's about Kyle Juszczyk. And it's about this damn football team finding a way to win to improve to 9-1, and now we get ready for the big boys.
Sunday night
football, under the lights,
Al Michaels, cheeseheads,
Packers in town. Let's go, man.
Are you ready for some football?
Hearing some stuff about Garoppolo,
that's
and
Monday
it's attributed
night.
To me, or the you know the way I feel about, like, to me it's pretty obvious, all right? Garoppolo's, like, he's pretty good.
Okay.
He's okay.
Right.
But, like, let me just throw some quarterbacks at he's 15th best quarterback, all right? Brady, Watson, Lamar Jackson, Roethlisberger, Mahomes, Carr, Rivers, Prescott, Breeze, Rodgers, Cousins, Wilson, Kyle Murray, Goff. I don't want to get into yes, no, but that's 15 guys right there. And that's about where I think he is. You want to ask him to throw 45 times, guess what? You're going to get beat more often, I think, than you're not. That's
and,
all
and
I'm
how
saying.
How many guys on that list, Donnie? And I'm not disputing what
they're
you're
all
saying.
Better than him. They're all better
Jerry
than
Goff.
I don't think
Goff
is better
well, again,
than
you're going to nitpick about
you.
A player yeah. or two. What I'm saying is we know Garoppolo's the 12th, 14th, 15th quarterback. So you can't put it in his hands.
Yeah, but what about what you beat me over the
I
head with?
I disagree with
yeah,
that.
You guys talked about like my steak last night. The season
why do you think
end.
They went 8-0 in the first eight games? Because they relied on their running game.
Complimentary
why do
football.
You think the last three games have been more of a struggle? Because they've had to pass more. I think that's pretty obvious.
And Kittle's been out of them. That's a big
okay.
target.
Yeah.
For a young quarterback like
that,
Garoppolo
and that makes
is.
It even more stunning that you lose your best receiver and you're passing more.
Well, the run game, nobody saw okay. this just dissipate.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Let's put the run on
if
the table.
If the running game yeah. is what nah. it is now, they ain't winning nah. it. He can't win like this consistently.
This is a good thing. This is a good thing.
They did win yesterday, though, fellas.
This is a good thing that they're winning with the pass and they're throwing the ball more on first down, because now teams are popping in the film. They're saying, okay, we shut the running game down. Yet they're still 9-1. Yet they're still figuring out ways to win football games. And now, when you get Sanders healthy, hopefully, that's a big if,
yeah.
George Kittle. And now you got Debo, who I thought was the biggest beneficiary for Emmanuel Sanders getting traded to the 49ers because he's going to see less attention. Now his confidence is up. Teams now are going to look at the film and say, you know what? They can beat us with the pass. Now
no,
we really can't.
No, teams
now we
are
really
not going to say that.
Really,
they're
now
not going
to
say that.
They're going to have to loosen up because if they don't loosen up their defenses, they're going to get cooked in the passing game. Arizona did
not,
it twice.
No, they're not that good in the passing game.
I think they are, but you just said you'll take Sanders. You just said
I think
you'll
they're
take,
fine, but that's you can't win like
you're
that.
You're fine.
Like what I'm saying is he threw
if he starts throwing
40 times a game.
Right.
I don't think they're going to win.
I've said that all season.
They can't win by throwing 40 times a game against some of the teams they're finishing up the season.
We said that all season. He needs to throw between 25 to 33 times a game. But when you need to, like yesterday, because we've seen a lot of teams, we've seen a lot of quarterbacks.
And I got
to
do this. It's the Cardinals. It's the Arizona Cardinals. And I go, okay, they're still the Cardinals.
I hear both of you.
Let's see what happens the last six games of the year when they've got some legitimate teams coming in. They better get the running game back or they're going nowhere. That's all I'm saying.
Sure, when you're talking about the Cardinals, like they're just some chumps. Like Larry Fitzgerald and company walking into Levi's Stadium.
They got talent.
They're 3-7.
How many games have they been in, though?
That's
just a young team that nobody expecting anything.
That's fine.
And they've given people
but
hell.
That's fine. But don't say he did it against the Cardinals. He can do it against anybody.
Cardinals had the ball going in for the game winning score against the Baltimore Ravens. We're talking about the Baltimore Ravens being the best team in football.
They're 3-7-1.
Okay, but they're better than their record indicates. Okay, they lost a lot of games. But look, the Falcons were 1-7 when they went down to the Superdome, and what happened? Any given Sunday, you can lose a football game.
I get it. But don't count a 400-yard. How many 400-yard games has he had? One or two?
That was his career high yesterday.
Okay.
I'm not saying against the Cardinals.
I'm not saying
to win like this every game.
He came against the Cardinals twice, two of his better games.
And I'm sorry, say that again?
It came against
two of his better games against the Cardinals. Okay.
And we know they got talent.
So I'm saying.
My
short
point is,
week
he's
against a divisional opponent.
Yeah. And I'm just trying to point out, and I ain't no homer. Everybody know I ain't no homer. He's without two of his top receivers, and I'm counting Sanders and Kittle, and the run game has disappeared. Steiny, I get what you're saying, but
do you think they're going to beat the Packers next week if their run game is like it was the last three games? My answer would be no.
And, okay.
Now, they might, but guess what? If their run game's like that again the next week, but the point is, if they run the ball like this, they're going to finish 3-3, maybe even 2-4.
It could be a first-round exit if they got a first-round game.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying.
They need to get healthy, and we got to find out why this run game has just fallen off, and it ain't Garoppolo's fault.
They didn't run the ball against the L.A. Rams down at the Coliseum.
That's just when it started.
And won the football game. Yeah. They didn't run the ball against the Washington Redskins. They won the football game. They're finding different ways to win, and sure, they need the running game to get better here. They need to get cooking again with the run game, but you got to get your pieces back. You got to get Staley back. You got to get McGlinchey healthy. You got to get your full. Think about that stretch they haven't run the football. They didn't have Kyle Juszczyk.
Well,
one of the best fullbacks in football.
They had him yesterday.
That's his first game back.
And they couldn't.
Second game back. Arizona knew. Okay, Sanders has rib cartilage. There's no George Kittle. We're going to have nine guys hovering around a line of scrimmage, and we're going to Dale Garoppolo to beat us. And you know what? Garoppolo beat their ass by throwing 45 times for over 400 yards and 34 completions. They're finding different ways to win. Every game is going to be different. It's not going to be the same movie. Not going to be the same episode. It's going to be different in the NFL.
They're coming down to the wires, Bonte.
They're 9-1.
And
the run game has been stuck for 6 weeks.
You keep saying they keep getting the wins, but we saw on Monday Night Football, you didn't get that win. For whatever reason, I'm not blaming Garoppolo. My whole point is this Niners season has been predicated on the games not being close. And all of a sudden, without this run game, the games are coming down to the wire. And you got to tip your
cap to
NFL. Jimmy G for getting it. And wow, I'm a back
is off. Is this the real NFL?
That's,
close games, not blowouts?
I love that.
How many
100.
Guys are Patriots blowing out this season?
No, that's
how many guys the Cowboys are blowing out? How many times? You know, the only team that's really blowing teams out.
And I got drunk on the old NFL and the way they were doing it, running for 250 yards and keeping teams out the end zone. That wasn't realistic, Steiny, but it became the norm.
Let's see how many games the Niners win when they rely on the pass against somebody good. That's all I'm saying.
And I think they don't go in the game.
I'm not saying they can't do it.
Right.
I'm not saying they can't do it.
But you can't get mad at Jimmy.
But I'm also not going to be like, woo, look what we did against the Cardinals.
No doubt.
I mean, I get it. The Cardinals are getting better.
But that wasn't by design yesterday. You think Kyle that's Newton can't
point.
Run?
You ain't going to be able to beat a good team if it falls apart like it did yesterday.
Give Shanahan credit. He said, the run game's not working today. I'm coming out in the second half, and we're going to chuck this baby. Jimmy G, what you got? We're going to run screen passes, short crossing routes. We're going to get the ball out quick. Can we win a football game doing that? And he went 26 for 30 in that second half to win you a football game. To win you a football game. Every game's going to be different. Of course, all the teams that are out there is not going to be able to run the ball. You're not going to win football games. But I think when it comes down to it, the Niners are going to have to get creative because teams know that that's their bread and butter. Yeah. And what happens when somebody takes away your bread and butter? What kind of counter do you have? The Niners so far have had a counterpunch to everybody taking away their running game.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I would not.
They lost
give
one
them,
game.
Right, but again, they've only had three games. First of all, Seattle took away the running game, and they didn't overcome that. Well, so that's a loss against a good team.
You got to catch the football,
okay.
right?
Okay. Well, you know what? One of the reasons they didn't catch a football probably was because Seattle's a good team. I mean, like, I get it. He's had a great game yesterday, and he had to throw the ball. Well, he had to throw the ball the week before, they lost.
And I think this is going to become the norm. Him throwing the ball 40 times.
Well, then I'm telling you, they will not.
That's how you
the
feel.
Season
yeah.
will not end yeah, successfully.
I got you. But that's how you feel when you can't say you're. I can't say you're wrong, but I could damn sure say you ain't right. Because what's the boss? We got to see it play out.
Well, we're starting to see it play out. They threw it against the Seahawks, and
I know you don't like this, and both of you. Snoddy, they could have easily won that game.
Yeah, and he could have easily ended up with five interceptions that game
right,
too.
Right.
But he didn't. They lost. And they won yesterday. And now their teams, you know, let's see if he can keep it up against better competition. If he has to throw that. I guarantee you, Shanahan doesn't want to throw 40 times next week.
You think Aaron Rodgers isn't going at Sherman?
Oh, they'll go at whatever with Devontae Adams or whatnot. But Shanahan recognizing yesterday, said, you know what? I need to, just like the first Arizona game, Arizona was hell-bent on taking away their running game. They were hell-bent on it. They did on Halloween. They did it yesterday. And Shanahan said, you know what? I need to make an adjustment. Halloween, he threw the ball on first down, play-action passes. They cooked Arizona's ass. Yesterday, the second half, down 16-10. Running game's not working. Hell, we got to throw this thing. And what happened? They threw that pill yesterday, and they won them a football game. Yeah, the Seattle game, we can nitpick about all that. All that. But the fact is, they lost by 3 points and had a chance to win that game twice. At the end of the fourth quarter and in overtime, and guys are dropping passes.
We can do this all
day. We can do it all day, man.
Right. Garoppolo, let him do a field goal, and the guy missed it. He also should have thrown two interceptions in that last drive.
Should have, could have.
Yeah. And so don't say that, well, they were a field goal away from winning it. They didn't get it done.
And I'm going to say this.
They didn't get it done 1 week of the season. They got the best record in the NFL.
But Jimmy Garoppolo has not thrown the ball the first six, 7 weeks.
Patriots. You see the Patriots yesterday?
No, I'm not holding it against him. I'm saying if you turn the 49ers into a team that has to throw 40 times, you got trouble. That's all I'm saying. Did he do it against the Cardinals? Yeah, he did it against the Cardinals.
But I keep going back to what you said, Steiny. This receiving core with George Kittle, Sanders, and Deebo is enough to get it done. So if they have enough to get it done in the passing game, why can't they pass and win football games?
Because I don't think Jimmy G's that good to win him games by himself.
That's why the rest of the season is intriguing. But I'm going to tell you this. Nobody cares. The NFC is wide open. See, that's where I'm at now, Bonte. It's wide open.
It's been wide open.
See, it's
been wide open since week six.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's talk some more 49er football after this. And, let me get on this. Here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Canon. 49ers got a big win yesterday. Who was their MVP yesterday? We're going to give out some game balls after the break, and that's sponsored by Canon.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on Monster Monday.
All righty, Matt Steinmetz. Bonte Hill, Daryl the Guru Johnson with you on a Monster Monday, brought to you by Benjamin Moore Paints. Paint like no other. Talking about the San Francisco 49ers. Go to 9-1 with a 36-26 win over the Cardinals yesterday. Let's go out to a wonderful Niner. Wonderful Niners on the Golden Gate Bridge. What's going on, man? Wonderful Niner, one of our favorites. He's gone. Badger Brian. Badger Brian's in Honolulu. What's up, Badger Brian?
Ooh, Hawaii.
Hey, that's wonderful, Badger Brian, to you.
Oh, okay.
I'm calling from Hawaii. I called in about 10 days ago. I had the wrong attitude. You guys are talking about stealing Giannis from the Bucks, and I want to apologize for my attitude. But now that I'm on the island drinking those fufu drinks,
yeah,
my attitude has changed, and I get it. I want to apologize. My mom would always say, we were taught, you don't yell at the people you love. You don't hate people you love, except if they're from Minnesota. And I want to say, game on. Packers, Niners, looking forward to it, guys.
Thanks. It's 9:30 in Hawaii right now.
Yep.
It's a real one for listening out there.
A little bit early.
Sleep.
A little bit early to get
Hawaii
after it on a Monday.
Visiting a volcano. You've been out there, Guru?
Yeah, Hawaii? My boy Aaron Curry from the UNA play point guard out there with Anthony Carter.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Feel handy, too.
Trey in Oakland. What's up, Trey?
I'm out there. I love it.
Looking for it on the script.
Oh, man. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well, man.
What's up, baby?
Oh, man. You know, just chilling. I'm still high off of this Raider win, but moving on to the Jets, you know, so that's where I'm at right now.
Nice.
Yes. You know, I didn't see the Niner game yesterday, but I did watch, like, John Gruden. I did do my film, and I did do my study, and I did break down the Niners game yesterday. And, you know, everybody's making good points. And I agree with you. Jimmy Garoppolo probably is the weakest link. But that's not coming from, like, a hate point of view. It's called constructive criticism. Because we live in an era now, anytime you critique something, it's considered hate. I guess constructive criticism is like dinosaurs. It doesn't exist no more. But the point is, like you said, going back to, like, the Seattle game, if he doesn't turn the ball over, the Niners' chances of winning are very high. But when Jimmy turns it over, that's when everything goes berserk and everything. And, you know, and he was doing that a lot yesterday from the footage and the highlights that I saw yesterday. You know, and for what I see right now, if he don't got it in line, Niners ain't going to go far. So it's all on him protecting the ball security. And I'll take your thoughts off air.
Thanks, Trey. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, and it's not just interceptions. I keep going back to that Seattle game. He almost had one come out when he got sacked yesterday, Bonte. But, I mean, it's all quarterbacks, but right. Some have smaller hands than others. And I'm not saying Jimmy does in this instant. But I do know when he gets hit, that ball, that thing comes out. And you got to secure that ball because he's been getting touched back there. And that's one attribute you love about Jimmy G is that he keeps getting back up. He right. is the modern-day John Wayne.
And according to Pro Football Focus, Jimmy Garoppolo is good despite not having a running game. Look, running backs averaged, what, 1.5 yards a carry yeah. yesterday? Whoa. They still ran a play-action pass. And Jimmy Garoppolo's 10-for-11 on play-action pass, 151 yards and a touchdown. And I don't get into passer ratings, but a lot of people love passer ratings. The passer rating was 149 on play-action pass. He is getting hit a lot. He got hit. He got pressured 22 times on 46 dropbacks against Seattle. That has to change. Whenever a quarterback gets hit, whether it's Brady, Wentz, Garoppolo, whoever, the more they get hit, the more susceptible they are to turning the ball over. He's got to clean that up, no doubt about it, and he's got to stop making the Jimmy no throws. There's no doubt about that. But we can, you know, it's if he's the weak link on this football team, I'll take that to the bank. I'll go into the playoffs saying, okay, my quarterback's the weakest link. We can win despite
I
him.
I saw Big this Ben is, this is win a Super you know Bowl being the weakest link, Stoney.
If it's not, fine. We don't have to call him the weakest link. Here's my point, and it probably has less to do with Jimmy Garoppolo than the entire offense and the wide receivers. All right, the first 7 games of the year, he doesn't throw more than 33 passes in a game. All right, the last 3 games, he's thrown 37, 46, and 45. Damn. Not coincidentally, they win by 3 over Arizona. All right. They lose, and they have to come back to win the third game. All I'm saying is, if you keep throwing this many times, or you keep having to throw this many times, I don't think the 49ers are going anywhere.
Okay. And, Stoney, you have told us that's your opinion. And you're right. But my point is there's a reason that he's getting more on his plate. It's a team dynamic, and his team right now can't block. Kittle's not in there. Sanders wasn't in there. So he's got to throw more, and he's 2-1 in those three games that you cite for your taste, and I'm getting it's your prerogative.
And that's the other
that's
thing that I don't understand. Okay, you can stop the run if you want. You can eight in the box. Okay, so all I'm telling you is if you're telling me that you can put eight in the box and force the Niners to throw 40-plus times, that's what's going to happen. And I don't believe they're equipped to win or go really deep if Garoppolo is averaging 40 passes a game.
And my last thing, B, before I throw it to you, coincidentally, those games have all been close. So there is something to what you're saying, but Missouri, I have to see it first because, again, you know
see
me.
What?
I have to see it play out like in a playoff atmosphere if the running game is not there or a team is D'ing up and Jimmy's got to throw it 40 to 45 times. I think the compliment we're missing is Kyle is calling those plays like I got a quarterback that can go out and execute him.
He trusts Jimmy Garoppolo
That's
now.
All I guess.
That's what it
saying.
Is. Early in the season, he didn't trust Jimmy Garoppolo much to throw the football. And in a lot of those games, they didn't have to throw the football to the fourth
When's
quarter
Jimmy
because
lead
they were leading those games. And you know what happens when the Niners have a lead in the fourth quarter? They're going to run, and eat the clock. They haven't been able to do that because, one, you're playing divisional opponents. Think about that. The four games against the NFC West opponents, the Rams, the Hawks, and the Cardinals, what have they done? They've all taken away the running game because divisional opponents know you better than anybody else. You have spent all offseason getting ready to win your division, drafting to beat your division, drafting to counterpart whatever that team is doing in your division. They've done that. They've taken away the running game. But everybody said this after the Pittsburgh game, after the Browns, let's see if Jimmy G can win one. Let's see if Jimmy G can do it.
It's about winning more than one. It's about winning more than one game against the Cardinals.
He's done it before, though.
When?
That's what we're saying.
See, he's only quarterbacked 20 games.
Yeah, but he did it against the Titans.
See, this
did
is
it
what
against
I,
the Jaguars.
This is what I'm talking about. Like, when we were talking about Carr and Garoppolo, people would be like, how can you take Carr, or how can I take Garoppolo over Carr? Well, I'm taking Garoppolo over Carr because Garoppolo's quarterbacked 20 games. All right, and I believe he's got a higher ceiling right now than Carr, who's been in the league for eight years.
Gotcha.
Now, having said that, Derek Carr has done infinitely more than Jimmy Garoppolo, and in fact, has led 19 comeback drives. Like, 19! Like, Garoppolo's done one or two.
He's got four comeback victories.
But the one thing he doesn't have
in a small sample size.
He hasn't played a playoff game, though.
No, exactly. We're going to see him play the playoff game.
And that's all I'm saying is, like, it's not about Jimmy Garoppolo. It's about this team, if they keep throwing 40 times, they're going to lose more games than they've been winning up until the point they started throwing 40 times a game.
And right now, Steiny, that's how you feel. But that's not – you can't say – and you're not saying
– So the strength of the 49ers is passing the football.
It may have to be is what I'm saying. They're doing this by necessity.
Teams are
Dudes
taking away –
falling, dropping like flies.
Okay. Well, I'm willing to bet. I'll bet anybody right now that if the 49ers continue to run the ball like this, they will not win a playoff game.
But then that's when they become – that's obvious, Donnie, because that's when they're one-dimensional, when you got to put it all on them.
Well, that's kind of my point is I don't get it. Like, really? This is all it takes to stop the run?
Look around the league, Steiny.
Okay.
When teams sell off to stop the run, the Patriots, they can't run the football right now. And the reason why the Ravens are being able to run the ball is because you got a guy like Lamar Jackson who's an extra running back. So
different
teams can't account for him. It's a totally different thing.
Okay.
But you look at this team and you say, okay, if they can get healthy, they get all the parts moving. Because we don't know if Shanahan is holding back with the playbook or not. You can't run everything that you want to run because you don't have George Kittle. Because you can't have Steel Staley. The playbook condenses when you don't have all your parts. What do you think happened against Seattle? You didn't have all these guys out there that's like, well, they're selling out to stop the run. They're dominated the line of scrimmage. That's where it has to start, Steiny. These are grown-ass men on that offensive line. They've got to get better. They've got to get better at blocking and pass protecting and all that stuff here. But teams are going to sell out the run because they believe Jimmy Garoppolo is a weak link. You know what? They may just get burned when all the parts come back.
The strength of the team, like, I don't understand how the strength of the team, beyond a doubt, can be running the football. But it's this easy to take the runaway. Like, I don't understand that.
And you got to focus in on the offensive line. And last week they did have Staley. And I thought he would be fresh. I'm not blaming him, Bonte, but for the people out there saying, oh, you need 3 or 4 games to ramp up. No, the hell you don't. You only got 16. They didn't run it against Seattle. And you take it back to Arizona. Teams have been shutting down the run. And I guess what I'm saying, fellas, and I'm putting it right on the table, it's a big one. Is this why I had the Niners at 7-9? Is this the real offensive line, Bonte? I don't know.
When a team game plans all freaking week, to say, you know what, we're going to have 8 to 9 guys hovering around the line of scrimmage. It's not easy running the ball against that. High school, college, JUCO, NFL. You're not just going to sit back. Teams have pride too, Steiny. Those teams, those players on the other side, those coaches, they get paid just like the 49ers. So it's a pride thing when you stop the run and when you want to run the football. Teams are saying, you know what, we're not going to let this team that's been running for over 180 yards or 200 pound the football on us. We're going to try to make number 10 beat us. We're going to try to, because we don't respect the receiving core.
Okay, and so number 10 beat the Cardinals yesterday. So that's proven he can do it.
He didn't just beat the – see, that's where we're wrong. It wasn't just number 10. It was also Deebo Samuel. It was also Kyle Juszczyk. Players make plays outside of Jimmy Garoppolo. And the defense keeping it exactly, Guru.
The offense couldn't get it done.
What happened after they turned against Seattle? You look at Seattle's game log, pump, 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 pump. They didn't do anything crazy. Defenses has kept them in the game.
The turnover came. Defense scored.
That's the biggest thing.
I'm not saying you're wrong, man.
I'm not wrong. You can't prove me wrong.
And I'm not. But
I'm saying this is not. The 49ers are not going to be a good team if they throw 40 times.
All right, but
with the personnel they have now.
Yeah, we got 6 weeks left.
So they're going to be a running team for the first 8 games and then a passing team for the second 8?
No, I thought we were being proactive and everybody was going to be healthy and the O-line had their stuff together.
And also, we got to give the Niners credit for being able to counterpunch all these teams despite not running the football. The Patriots haven't run the football all year, which is why I think they're flawed this year. They're really flawed. Brady's got to throw the ball 47 times.
And it's matchups, man.
To throw for 216 yards, they got to get their pieces back, Stidey. They got to get their pieces back.
And Kittle is big. What's up with him? An update. I know what we want it to be, but anybody know? This is another big week or game that they need him.
Let's go to Moose in San Jose. What's up, Moose? How are you, man?
I'm doing well. I had a great weekend. Niners got the win. It was definitely an up-and-down game. I had my dad stressing out the entire game, yelling in my ear. You know what? They came out with the victory. It looked ugly, but I've been saying it. I've been saying it for, 4 or 5 weeks now. Jimmy is too much of a wild card. Steiny is 100%. You don't need to prove Steiny wrong. He is so right in this instance. It's unbelievable. If you have Jimmy Garoppolo throwing the ball more than 35 times a game, that is more chances for him to lose you the game. And I'm not saying that as him being a bad quarterback. He is actually a good quarterback. He's a good quarterback that shouldn't be throwing the ball more than 35 times a game.
Okay, what if you're not? Oh, go ahead, B.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Moose, you can't run the football. You can't run the football in the first half. You run for 34 yards on 19 carries. And that was a game, obviously, yesterday where Jimmy Garoppolo is going to have to throw the ball and win that football game. And he went 26 for 30. Each game is different, man. Each game is its own little episode. It's not going to be like this every Sunday.
So should
it's
you be
like this the last 3 Sundays?
Okay, no. Because divisional opponents,
that,
right?
And that's what I'm saying. Opponents. In the last 3 games, all right, they have looked more beatable than they looked in the first 7.
And that's why I'm in.
And
here
I think it has something to do with their throwing the ball so much because they have to.
I think it's more so the injuries on the football
team. All right.
I can make a case that throwing the ball won in the game yesterday.
It won a new game on Halloween.
No, seriously, though.
Third down and long on the last possession.
Because damn sure is not running the ball.
Guru.
So do you want one of those hard-headed coaches?
How many times they run the ball? 19?
Yeah.
You want to be Marty Schottenheimer? We're going to run 21 power
again,
all day.
Guys. 3 weeks ago, they were running 56% of the time.
90.
They were the most running team in football, and now the last 2 weeks, they've thrown 45.
You got to adjust.
Okay. Right. And I'm saying if that trend continues, that is not the best way for the 49ers to win. That's all I'm saying.
And the bottom line, somebody just texted the 650, they're injured, man. And this is why we're watching this
That's part of the NFL. I mean, I get it's bad luck and it stinks, but
Each dude,
it's football. I mean, the guys are going to get hurt.
Early in the Halloween game, Guru, the Cardinals hover around the line of scrimmage. You know what Shanahan does? I need to throw the ball on first down to loosen this team up. Same thing yesterday. I got to run screens because they're going to take away our inside run game. It's not working today. So you adjust. You try to win any given Sunday, man. You got to try to find a way to win a football game. And the Niners found a way yesterday. Sure, Steiny, it's not, you can't throw the football 45 times a game because we've seen that trend this year. Trubisky week one against the Packers. We saw Goff. There's no doubt you can't throw 45 times a week and expect to win football games. But when you have to, knowing that, okay, I may have to throw 45 times today. Can I win this way this Sunday? Yesterday, the Niners proved us right that they can win that way. Let's see next week if they can do that.
Let's just remember, he threw four tugs to two picks, not two tugs to four interceptions. But your gut
we all saw the game against the Seahawks.
Yeah, well, he threw about three or four. He left three or four.
We saw everything with that. We saw everything in that game. It was everybody.
I'm not doubting him, Steiny. I think he can handle the workload.
I'm not doubting him, but I'm not going to say he's done it because he did it against the Cardinals.
And he was part of the reason. I told Bonte that you can't be a hero when you're part of the reason you're behind.
And you don't think every other NFL team would say, oh, look at the Niners running 56% of the time. What should we go into this game doing? Should we take away the run or the pass? Should we stack the box and try to make – I mean –
because he damn sure is not blocking. That old line, something's happened. And I know it's injured. What about us three?
If I'm a coach of another team
–
the coach of another team, I'm saying if we can get Garoppolo to throw 40 times or more, we will have a significantly better chance to win the football game than if they run 55%
of the time. Arizona's on an airplane back to Arizona. That same assessment, Donnie, but they took an L.
Right, but it's the Cardinals. They're 3-7-1, and I'm not taking it away from them. But don't think you can apply that to like better teams across
Seattle,
the board.
Seattle beat them.
Seattle beat them by three with the second left in overtime. Man, we act like Seattle blew their ass out.
In Santa Clara. That's the home game.
We act like Seattle blew their ass out. It's a divisional game, man.
It's going to be interesting, and it's close. And you check me, B, for saying, what made you think it's going to be? The Niners were just dominating.
How many people last week told us, man, this Cardinals game is going to be tough? We took the Cardinals to cover the spread. We knew that game wasn't going to be easy despite their record. Sometimes a team, look, there's always going to be a team in the league.
The Niners did.
Well, it depends where you got it at. Depends where you got it at.
Those are facts.
You could have got it at 10.5, could have got it at 10, could have got it at 13.
We got to talk about that last play, man.
Let's go to 211 Steel Reserve. What's going on, 211?
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
Hear me out. Simon, you're absolutely right. Teams have figured out, stop the run, let Jimmy beat them. Because teams are willing to take that chance. Let's put the rat on the table, like my boy over there says. The seven teams that you guys beat early on in the beginning of the schedule, I'm not going to say they're not pros. They're pros, no doubt. But the caliber of talent is not there like the next four that you're going to face. If Jimmy G does this, and Guru, you keep saying, oh, his receiver's not that, kill's not that. Right. But he's throwing blamed interceptions to defenders' hands. So even if Kittle was there, he's still throwing it to the defender, bro. So check this out. The next four games that you guys play, the caliber of those teams, this ain't going to fly. And I'm not hating on the Niners, but the Niners need to be careful because they could lose home field advantage.
Let's go.
They could be one and done in the playoffs if they go on the road.
Let's go. I love that 2-11. I'm fired up.
Well,
I can't
you kind of said it, too, had they – they didn't. But had they dropped
that loss would have had long-term
ramifications,
I believe, with the tenor of this season, with the way things were moving. But – A good team. And I'm not saying they're a great team yet because we'll see if they're a great team in January. But a good team. What they did, it come back from 16-0. You get the field goal before halftime. Then you come out of halftime and you go right down the football field and you take the lead. That's a mark of a good team. To me, that's a mark of
a
good team.
Imagine Hassan, he thrown a pick on that game, that drive. Oh, what would we be saying? People would say he's not the answer. Thrown a pick on that drive to try to get the lead back. That's why I was worried. I was sipping on something, but I was like, ooh, Jimmy, don't mess this up. Because they're jackals. They'll be coming for you.
They're already coming. He threw for 400-plus yards, and we're still getting hot.
Right.
I'm a jackal because I don't say that because he did it against the Arizona Cardinals.
No, that you just – you don't want him throwing 45.
Of course
times.
I don't. Who does? Do you?
No, it's not idea, but he's proven he can win a game doing it.
That's a game. A game he's proven.
Two games, actually.
Well, that's
against
week.
Arizona.
But you guys got to say down it's against Arizona. They were not down against Arizona in game one.
You're right.
They were up the whole game.
Steiny.
They were up the whole game against Arizona.
That last drive against Arizona. If they give that football back.
They're down 7-0.
What a comeback. Drive.
Woo, 3.5 quarter comeback.
Come on. If the Niners get that ball back, though, we all talked about it that Friday, said Arizona was going to come back if they got that ball back. But what did Jimmy do? Complete 4 third down passes. That's, you got to give him credit for that. 4 third down conversions.
12 of 14 on the day.
I mean, come on.
What do you want me to say? You want me to say he's one of the best quarterbacks in football?
Absolutely not. Okay. I'm not saying that.
I think he's the 12th to 15th best quarterback in football.
You know what
I
want to
say? Okay, and I'm just saying, with a quarterback like that, kind of in the middle, no quarterback's going to be able to throw 40 times and win if you're like Trent Dilfer. You always say the bad court, Trent Dilfer. Well, he didn't throw 45 times a game. And I'm not saying Garoppolo's Trent Dilfer. I'm just saying, when's the last time kind of an average quarterback, you know what, let's do it this way. A young quarterback, 20 games into his career, only 20 games into his career, you're going to have a young quarterback throwing 45 times a game.
You had to yesterday. Did you watch
and
the game?
That's why.
You had to yesterday.
I get it. He had to.
That's
but
yesterday.
They're not going to win that
and
way
you might need
at this point.
And all
I don't
stuff
think.
To get through it, but it's not by design.
Okay.
I mean, the Rams made the Super Bowl last year with probably Jared Goff, who was probably a middling quarterback. Nobody had Jared Goff in their top 10 rankings last year,
we
despite all the numbers.
His career was over, and who your did? Boy saved him. Before Boy Genius showed up, people
this
thought Goff was a
year,
bust. Yeah,
it?
I'm talking about before McVay showed up, Goff was left for dead. People thought he was done. Fisher ruined him.
1 year.
Well, he came out with...
Okay, I guess 1 year, like... 1 year? And people say he's done? Who said that?
I don't think highly of Goff.
Okay, but who said he was done after 1 year?
It was out there. Same one they're saying Jimmy can't get it done.
It's entirely different situation. Nobody was saying that Goff was... nobody's saying Jimmy G's a bust.
What's killing me
I'm saying Jimmy
you.
G's okay. He's pretty good.
Yeah, but you've reminded me time and time again. Goo, he's 10. He's whatever his record is when he's starting. He's young. But now you want to not beat him over the head, but you're so sure he can't be that
so
guy to
sure.
throw at 45.
I'm just... No, it has nothing to do with Garoppolo. It has to do with the 49ers. The 49ers. You get him to throw 45 times a game, the chances are you're going to... have more success than if they're running 45 times a game. All right, we come back more. We got more. Fremont Bank's going to be the sponsor. Full service banking. No compromises.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.